Former Fox News host Chris Wallace gets his worst ratings at CNN. By Paul Bois on February 1, 2023. Former Fox News host Chris Wallace recently suffered some of his worst ratings since leaving the network to join the CNN roster. According to the latest data from Nielsen, Chris Wallace and his show Who's Talking to Chris Wallace had an abysmal first month of 2023, the worst since his show launched in spring 2022. In January, he pulled in an average of 365,000 viewers, performing even worse in the much ballyhooed 25 to 54 demographic with an average of 48,000 viewers. As John Nolte of Breitbart News recently noted, Wallace's rating collapse comes after CNN hit a 9-year low. Especially humiliating for CNN's new chief, Chris Licht, is that his one big move, CNN This Morning, is suffering catastrophic ratings. The new morning show, which is anchored by left-wing terrorist enabler and credibly accused sexual assaulter Don Lemon, earned just 331,000 average viewers throughout the week. How bad is that? Well, the previous morning show, New Day, was already such a ratings disaster. Licht chose that time slot to make his first big programming move. I guess Licht thought this would be an easy win for him. After all, how could the ratings get any worse than they already were at New Day? Wallace announced his decision to leave Fox News for CNN Plus in December 2021, saying he looked forward to the new freedom. "I am thrilled to join CNN Plus. After decades in broadcast and cable news, I am excited to explore the world of streaming," he said. He added, "I look forward to the new freedom and flexibility streaming affords in interviewing major figures across the news landscape, and finding new ways to tell stories. As I embark on this adventure, I'm honored and delighted to join Jeff Zucker and his great team. I can't wait to get started." Wallace then told the New York Times that he left Fox News when his colleagues began to question the truth pertaining to the January 6th riot on Capitol Hill. "I'm fine with opinion, conservative opinion, liberal opinion," Wallace told the Times. "But when people start to question the truth, who won the 2020 election? Was January 6th an insurrection? I found that unsustainable." Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021 after a 4-year run at The Daily Wire. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which will soon be available on Amazon and Google Play. Follow him on Twitter at @DirectorRoland or on Instagram @ExemplumFilm.